Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Weekly Stand Up. This is your weekly place to talk about things that we like in pop culture that catches our attention and reels us in.
Reels us, yeah, exactly. Yes.
And we got your boy, Pal.
Hey, guys, what's up? And it's your girl, Nico, over here.
Thank you. Yes. Disclaimer to everyone listening. I do not have a brain right now.
Yes.
Maybe just a quick
line about what you've just gone through in the past 2 hours to our listeners.
Bloody ticketing for NCT Dream in right. Singapore. We'll see what happens, guys.
Yeah, the story isn't over yet.
So yeah, the story is to be continued. So
to be continued, yeah. So stay tuned.
I'm just gonna
manifest for Miga here and say that we will have a reaction to this.
Thank you.
Upcoming concert.
I appreciate that so much.
In the next month or so, yeah. So yeah, something to look forward to. In the meantime, we have, you know, this is our I'd say like March recording. So we're back with another set of new videos, and you guys, to those watching the video, you can see we have we've changed our background a bit.
Yeah.
To be a little bit more consistent and on brand.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're doing a new set of reactions, and a lot of stuff has come out since we last recorded, because it's been like 6 weeks or four, or rather,
wow,
it's like 4 or 5 weeks. And certainly a lot has happened. So, I mean, we can't do everything, but we'll, as we do, we just share the stuff that has caught our attention and reeled us in. And one of those has been the latest single from Yunjin from The Seraphim. Yeah, I can't believe it's like, it's been pretty fast.
Yeah, we reacted to Idol
just a few episodes ago.
Yeah, and now
another one. Yeah, I'm telling you, like, it's the album is there's a mini album coming
out. Yeah,
repackaged,
I can feel it as well.
All of that. And who knows, maybe even like, you know, they might do a lot of these songs in their, I don't think they've done like a concert, like a solo concert yet. So yeah, it should be good if she actually gets to perform some of these songs
They had, like, there's news of them having a group comeback, right? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're due for that, like, given how the pattern has been with them. And I think today, as of this recording, is actually their global fan meet.
What are you doing here, Pal? You're supposed to be at that.
I'm spreading the word. Okay. Which also helps.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's get right into the reaction for Yunjin's new single, Love You Twice, or Piyonadorok. The title is actually a play on the word Piyonadorok, which literally means like to bloom, but it also, Piyona is also the Hangul or the Korean spelling of Fear Not, which is the fan club name of The Seraphim.
Interesting.
Yeah, pretty interesting title. I've watched the video like twice, but I feel
Love You Twice.
I feel like I haven't really, I feel like there's a lot to absorb here.
Okay.
As
then
usual,
we're going to absorb.
Yeah, with a lot of Yunjin songs, there's a lot of lyric stuff and things and the art as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is going to be a fresh experience for me. So let's load that in and see what we get.
Let's go.
As usual, some artwork from Yunjin. Do you see her? Won't you rather touch marble instead of limestone? All I wish to be is someone deserving of the comfort that you bring. Cause deep inside I wanna be her. She takes a hit but never shows you where it hurts. 7-year contract. Get enough of this falsetto. Ad-libs.
Yeah. Even the bass is so good. I'll say I love you
twice. I actually don't notice the, now that you mentioned it, yeah, you talked about the bass, like, I actually don't notice it as much because of how strong the vocals are. So I have to actually like pay attention a little bit to spot that.
And there's like some, I don't know what it is, but there's like a scrat, like
There's like a
like someone talking.
What do you call that object? It's like a when you load like a recorder or something.
Yeah,
yeah, like the tape recorder. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I really like the post chorus. The like, look my way something, like wow, I like that part where she like, her switch to the from like. Her chest voice to the falsetto was so good.
Yeah, it's super smooth.
Yeah,
and I think because that's something that we got in her first single.
Yeah,
a lot of, and then her second single was a little bit more like pop rock.
Yeah,
so we didn't get it as much. But now she's sort of like combined the two in a way, like with the sing rap. Like in the song.
I love the second verse. The second verse had like a. Some melodic rap there.
Yeah, the melodic rap, exactly. Yeah. And of course the lyrics are as always very I feel like I'm sitting in like a literature class. I have to like pay attention to the trying to unpack all the double entendres and the meanings and
But really I trust that she wrote.
Yeah, I know I'm sure she did. And the lyrics speak specifically about like her circumstances. And I think for this song in particular, she talks a little bit more about her fears about the future. Like, I think that's where the lyrics were sort of headed. And you know, about being in the limelight. It's a different kind of fear compared to the second song. Where it's like the second song, the fear there was about, you know, like the haters and all of that and the judgment and all of that. Whereas this song it's more of the fear of, you know, maybe not having a strong following or the fans sort of leaving or, you know, that kind of thing. So it's interesting that you sort of see it on the flip side also. Like there are many dimensions of things that like artists or idols are, you know, I guess concerned about, right? Yeah, here I am, like the song has made me go rambling about.
Well, it's true. I mean, a lot of the, I think she has a very specific like lyrical style. She uses very like simple words,
yeah,
but her play on them is nice. Like I have
yeah.
this friend who always says like there are some songs that this could have been a letter, like it shouldn't have been a song, you know, like because it's so generic and so like could have been a letter basically, like if you're telling someone about it you just write it and then it's okay. But I think like Yunjin takes a very like central theme in like celebrities or like idols' life, but she has a way of packaging it that's very like nice. So
it's actually
good
now
for
that you
her.
mentioned that letter like comparison, like, it feels like it's an entry in her diary. I don't know if I've mentioned this before about her other songs, but yeah, it feels like the simplicity of it feels like a diary entry. And then she sort of just change maybe the wordings here and there to make it more lyrical, and fit the beat. Yeah, but I think another, you know, another full package from her.
Yeah,
Something
for
I,
sure.
yeah, to be honest, I wasn't expecting. There was no, or maybe I just
Expectation.
missed it. Maybe like there were no teasers or anything like that. It was just gonna, I just found out last week it was gonna drop, and then it dropped. So yeah, it was a nice surprise, and hopefully we get to see her perform, you know, this and the other songs live.
Yeah, I
I
think
don't
an
think.
acoustic version of this would be really nice. Just saying. Just
Yeah, because it has those like lo-fi
saying.
R&B vibes. Yeah, definitely,
I
yeah,
have a
something
vision for
about
it.
the
Yeah, I have a vision for it. Like, I know how it would sound.
power. Okay, yeah,
Please do it, Yunjin. Please do it. If
maybe
not,
if you
maybe
like,
one day I will.
yeah, if Mika puts it out there in the interwebs on MGTFI, maybe who knows? I mean, she's not in SM, so they don't do the whole. I know SM has that whole, you know, where they get some. Recently, they've been getting some remixes from other producers, putting it on on their existing songs. But yeah, who knows?
Collab,
Collab, collab. Shouting out to the universe, as as we've been doing this whole
Yunjin.
episode.
Yes. Okay.
And on that note, I think for just to wrap things up, I just wanted to take this opportunity to also share another recent song. I think in our last recording, we talked about how, you know, NCT has been doing a lot of like Japan activities, and a lot of other groups are as well. Like LeSserafim also has spent the better part of the start of this year doing a lot of Japan stuff, and they also at the start of the year, I think, released a Japanese song called Choices. And I think just a good vibe, like sort of like you know, actually I don't know how to describe the genre. Maybe just pop. I'll just, if I don't know, I'll just say pop. But a lot focused on their on sort of like their vocals, like the vocal power that they have. So yeah, we're gonna wrap it off with Choices by LeSserafim, and we'll see you guys in our next reaction and
Thank you
next episode.
guys. Bye bye.
Bye.